The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. That looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
It's Freckles.
It's Captain Jack.
And Miss Jenga is at Burning Man.
M-I-A.
Yes, indeed.
This is weird.
It is a little weird.
This is really weird. I'm used to her doing the intro.
Right?
And just along for the ride. I feel like there's more responsibility on our shoulders right now.
Yeah, well, yeah, there is. There
she
is a little bit.
She kind of carries us, let's be honest.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Most of the time. Pretty much all the time. That's fine.
And then we have a guest that's supposed to be here anytime, but
yeah, you
know, time frame.
It's so Friday. It's Friday afternoon in the Seattle
area. We
got area.
Shit to do. People to please.
People to please. Yes.
And what do you got going on tonight?
I am going to see Relentless at the theater off Jackson. It is a
downtown Seattle.
It's south of downtown. Yeah, it's going to be a hall, it's a show that's put on by Serafina Fierro and Iva Handful.
Oh yeah,
the
Serafina.
Yes, sir. And they have this year those two. They've got Luminous Pariah and Ray Gunn.
You know
as
these.
Well.
You know these theater
burlesque
people
dancers
much better than I do.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. This is going to be an awesome show.
Is it
this
cool?
Is, yeah.
How many dancers? How many performances?
I think there's five or six performers, and they'll probably do two numbers each.
Hmm.
Plus, they've got Flirty Sanchez doing the hosting, which is always a fucking blast.
Relentless should have sponsored us today.
They might. We've been doing a lot of advertising for them, but that's okay. I think they're pretty close to sold out. So if we had
they don't
any, part,
need any help,
if we had any part of that, then awesome.
Woo-hoo!
And if not, still awesome.
Yeah,
because yeah,
the only burlesque shows I have actually seen were at New Horizons. Actually,
oh,
I've
yeah.
never been to a theater and seen a
oh really
burlesque show.
Never oh, have. I highly recommend.
I hear
it.
I'm missing out.
Really. You are. So. And
there's some fantastic performers we had in there in the club.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. There was one in a Darth Vader outfit. Smoking hot.
Yes, Mitzi Six.
Yes.
Yes, she did that. She stripped down from Darth Vader to Princess Leia.
In the slave Leia. And yeah.
Right?
Totally tweaked my inner nerd geek bone there. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, some good times there.
Oh yeah.
Let's see. What I tonight I am possibly
yes,
going
you?
Down to Sapphire again.
Okay.
It's the infamous gangbang night.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know. Have I talked about this before?
You talked about the first impressions of the first gangbang night and how it was well handled.
It's very well handled. Yeah.
And whatnot. So they're doing a repeat of that.
Yeah, there's a female that wants me to oversee her particular gangbang.
Well done.
Because,
all right.
You know, when you have a cock in each hand and one in your mouth,
right?
You really can't pay attention to the guy between your legs.
True.
Making sure that they stay protected. And so it's always good to have usually it's the person's
a
partner, a spotter of some sort. The spotter can participate too.
Okay.
I've
good.
Seen it where the spotter just sits up on the upper bunk and watches the whole scene.
Right.
Like their significant other.
Look over.
You know, this is her time. She gets her thing.
Exactly.
And they're just going to step out because they get that all the time.
Uh-huh.
And here, you go have your five, six guys.
Nice.
And never...
Is there an upper limit?
No.
They don't put as many wristbands as
the,
you want to throw
females
in
females are given 10 wristbands to give out to whoever they want.
Okay.
If they need more, they can get more.
Wow. Okay.
But I haven't seen anything more than... maybe six participants.
Well, after that, it just gets unruly.
Then you have to form a line.
Right.
And who wants to stand in a line?
Right.
No, that just takes the enjoyment. It's not really my thing anyways, but I was going to not go.
But if called to participate, Captain Jack,
oh, yes.
you will
call the duty.
Do your duty.
I'll step up for my friends.
God
always.
And country, et cetera, et cetera.
Always step for friends. Well, she was thinking about doing it, and I was like, well, do you got somebody to... like spot everything and make sure, why would I need that? And like, okay, well, let me tell you something about this. So yeah, she's never done it before.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So she's never had a gangbang.
Not.
Or an all call or whatever. What are we calling it? We're calling it a gangbang today.
Gangbang.
We're just going to call it a gangbang.
All call just sounds stupid. An all call means anybody that wants to participate can participate.
Oh,
that's
true.
What it sounds like.
Okay.
An all call.
That's a good
you're making
point,
you're calling out there. Come on by, whoever you are. This is very selective.
Look at us setting ground rules.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, I don't want the girls
shit,
to have a bad
charge?
Time or a... a bad experience in what should be quite awesome.
You know? I agree.
And there was one that I was participating in. And the girl right up front from the very beginning, which every woman should.
Yeah.
To lay down the rule, condom use only. All the guys were there. Okay, so we get going. And the first guy to step up to the plate and fuck her.
Uh-huh.
Crawls up there, his pants are still around his ankles for some reason. And, come on, just, you know,
come on,
just
robe. Preparation, really. Come on.
Just robe.
Yeah.
It's like he wanted to get up and go real quick. Whatever.
Well,
he starts.
Maybe he had places to be.
He kneels down, starts crawling up, look down, and dude, hit him on the shoulder. Condom.
Uh-huh.
He was going to go bareback.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, huh?
No.
Oh. And, I mean, just she had no idea who this guy was other than they talked out. In the social area.
Right.
And they talked about, oh, hey, can I be in your gangbang? Sure, yes.
Here's
the band. Nice. Here you go.
Oh.
And no, that was not. He's like, oh, he looked at me like, where are they? I've seen
really?
Them there before. They're right
really?
Behind you on the table, on the side table. They're
this
he
bitch.
Played stupid. He played
come
stupid.
Come on.
I know.
Played dude.
Stupid.
Sorry, ejected. Gone.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And so from that point on, I really realized you need somebody. And her, the lady's husband, was sitting up on the upper bunk watching the whole thing.
Oh.
I don't think he could really tell
if he was
protected or not. So
oh, shit.
He was just observing.
Okay.
And,
yeah, well, good eye, Captain.
I didn't want to go in their second place. And no, it's, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I might still be wearing a condom, but still, that'd be weird.
Might be a few other concerns besides getting in there second, but yeah. I mean, for lack of condom use, I mean, you know, little things.
You know, the funny thing with the gangbangs is the guys, it's not like it's a burkaki or anything. It's not like every guy comes. In fact, very few actually do.
Right, yeah.
Because there's such little time. You have a half hour.
Yeah.
And there's such little time for each one to really participate. It's all about the female. It's all about her pleasure, about her getting her fantasy. And everybody that participates kind of, you know, we work as a team. It's amazing how you don't even know these guys, really. I mean,
right.
You kind of get to know
them. I mean, they might
bit, be. Like, hey, you're cooperating. We're all here to make this girl
have a band, too.
Incredible. Yay. Let's party.
Yay.
Let's celebrate and make this girl scream.
Well, that's good. That's good that that level of cooperation.
Generally
can,
speaking, that's what I've seen.
Be generated in a very short term sort of environment. That's awesome.
It's not really my thing, but it's fun for a change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not something I want to go out of my way for every weekend.
Okay. But this is your second time, so it could become a thing.
Nah. Maybe not.
Years later, Jack is looking back on his life. How did that become a thing? Oh,
I do have a bit of a more of an achievement that I'm trying to do tonight because there was 10 ladies that had wristbands given out. I actually got 4 of them. I only participated in 2. But
okay. Well,
I got
4
of them.
There's only so much you can do.
Yeah, because as the night goes along, you lose track of stuff and people that are supposed to be in it, it gets kind of messy.
So there's 10. There's 10 ladies.
Last one that was at, yeah, there was 10.
Okay, so and then they've got a half hour each, and there's 2 spaces.
Well, there's 2 spaces, and they do 2 groups in each large room. So
rooms. Okay,
and they and they're right next to each other, so the guy that's overseeing who enters and exits the room,
right,
can keep track of basically all 4 groups.
Okay,
and so it's not going to take all night for the gang.
No,
you know, you can get them knocked out.
Hours.
2-3 hours.
Yeah, nice.
And it works really well. And so, and besides that, there's a lot of other stuff that goes around. It's a swingers club, so
yeah. What are you gonna do?
There's plenty of other rooms for you to go get some shenanigans on and have some fun.
Right on.
But yeah, that's my night booked. And I had a friend call me go and some people I knew from New Horizons, go have a drink with them beforehand.
Nice.
Should be fine.
Yeah. So yeah, after Relentless, I'm back to the house, back to Shangri-Love to finish packing. I mean, I'm pretty much finished packing.
Oh, you're gonna, yeah, that's right.
Stuff.
You guys, you're gonna go down to
Burning I'm leaving Man for also. Burning Man at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Hells to the yeah.
Are you driving or you're flying?
Driving. Yeah. I mean,
okay, Black why Ark. Start at 6 p.m. when you need
because
to drive?
The gates open at 10 a.m. on Sunday for the general admission, essentially, mm-hmm. ticket holders.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, if you're there right at 10, you maybe have an hour wait and you get in. If you get mm-hmm. there before 10, they put you in a lot that's off to the side. They call it Lot D.
Okay.
And you sit there until everybody else who showed up on time and followed directions gets in. And then they come and get you. Yep.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So even though if you get there early,
you get
you're
there
not
early,
in first.
You are not in first. You get there
first
early.
First in
you
line,
get there before
not first
10
in
10 a.m. before the gates are officially open, and they will divert you and put you in a lot. Which kind of sounds dickish, but they don't, because the up until that point, the gate is open for assembly, for people who have early entry arrival mm-hmm. passes and can get in to build the infrastructure and put up camps and stuff like that. And there's people going in and out. You know, there's people, fuck, I forgot a thing. I got to drive back to Gerlach and get a thing or back to Reno or whatever.
Hey, don't forget anything because it's a long drive.
It's a long fucking drive and it's
Seattle
it's hot out there.
It's down in Nevada?
It's north of Reno about an hour.
Yeah, that's a bit of a haul.
Yeah, it's a bit of a haul. So it's about a 13-hour drive. Ooh. So we're going to leave about 6 and drive basically all night.
You gonna drive down through Idaho?
Driving through, no, actually, it's
down through Oregon.
Basically, yeah, you go down. It's close enough to the California,
okay.
Nevada border that it's like you go down through Alturas in Northern California. Hmm. I don't know if that helps at all.
Not really.
Probably not. Somebody out there knows. Somebody's like, oh my God, my town.
I try to avoid California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's nice. Northern California is nice. It's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, we'll be next to Northern California, really. Not
San Jose was nice. I have a brother that lives there.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's a pretty nice town.
Yeah. So that's you're. Wow. You're gonna go for a drive.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Pack the rock star.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we got our.
So what is your? What are your goals for Burning Man?
My goals. I am going to. I've got some personal items that I'm going to, or personal, not issues so much. It's just things from my past. Things from my.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but our co-host or guest just rolled into the...
Our guest has arrived?
In the driveway. So all right. She'll be up here momentarily.
Okay.
Sorry, carry on.
No, that's cool. So the burn part of Burning Man is that there's a temple there that burns. Mm-hmm. And things that you want to release, people or events in your life or past traumas or any sort of thing that you want to put into the walls of the temple and offer your prayers, your thoughts, your meditations, whatever. It's a sacred space for that to release things.
What are you looking to release, or are you willing to discuss that?
I am looking to release fear from my past.
Hmm.
I've got a number of things that I've got that I have pretty much whittled down to the last little bit of, oh, that's what's scaring me about this.
Hmm.
So I'm going to have myself a grand cathartic experience in the desert, and I'm going to burn some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it serves as a turning point for me. It allows me to say, at that point, this is what I decided.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go back. And I can do that, you know, you can do that in your everyday life. You can meditate on things and think about them and say, okay, from this point on. But that gives me, because of the festival around it, it gives me a point that I can look back at and say, on this date, I know exactly what I was doing and where I was.
And, oh, is that her?
It is.
Is that her?
Come on in.
Kinker.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey. You're late.
Oh, no.
I got the paddle. No. You're late.
Check. I'm here, and I see
Is that one working? Is it on?
Turn the microphone on.
Ah.
There you go. There
I'm
you
here.
Go.
I see the paddle. I'm late. I know the drill.
It's all right. All right.
If you didn't just get here, I'd say assume the position, but you're covered now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got a pass.
No horse stamp for you.
No horse stamp from me.
Yeah.
No horse stamp.
My bum is still getting over the last spankings I got at the barbecue.
Oh, my goodness. Still. Yeah. It's been a couple weeks. Wow.
Yeah, that barbecue.
That barbecue. That's Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago.
That was hardcore.
Really? You're still feeling that?
I had a blood blister.
Oh, that was
That
was an odd event because it was a swinger house party that turned into a really big BDSM thing.
Left turn.
Huge left
5
turn.
Minutes.
That might have been the guest list.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe. And I think the only one that wasn't involved, that wasn't into it, was my guest at the time. My date.
She was like wide-eyed, drawn on the floor.
What did you bring me to?
She's cool.
I met her at the club. She's in the lifestyle and all, but
yeah.
I don't think she's been subjected to
that kind of lifestyle.
Intense. Everybody like swinging BDSM.
Yeah. And it was the swinging BDSM, and then what was going on in the inside, where there's this like whole gangbang and take a picture of me. I want my picture taken. I'm like, I don't want that on my phone.
You guys had a lot of pictures taken of yourself. And
I did.
Several ladies.
Right. I really came out on that party and kind of let loose and let my picture.
Mm-hmm.
I showed my body off, and
yes,
that's not usually like me.
That's
Thank
true.
You.
You've actually stumbled across a bunch of new things lately.
I have.
About a week and a half ago, maybe 2 weeks, I'd classify you as single. Not so much anymore.
No.
Bit of a whirlwind romance going on here, huh?
Yeah. The last time I was on the show, I said that, I'm looking for someone, and I kind
That's
of
right.
labeled off the things that I was looking for, and we wrapped up.
We speed dated you.
Right. And then we wrapped up, and I'm sitting at Freckles' house, and then all of a sudden my phone dings, and a friend request from this guy I kind of have been checking out before, because you know my thing, and I got a
you
thing.
You do your research.
Yeah. Chocolate with mussels.
Nice.
I'm all
That's
over
your
it.
Thing.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So, of course,
thing.
Friend request approved. And the conversation started. And, it's been awesome. And we're getting to know each other and became Facebook official.
I saw that.
Ooh,
yes. Within,
yes,
within a
right.
week and a half.
Wow. Right.
Boom. Drop the mic.
Right.
Holy
Sometimes
this,
you just
This
know.
Is how these things happen. They just it's sort the, of, boom, just sneak up on you.
And that's,
all of a sudden, oh, what's
I don't,
happening?
Yeah, that's yeah. not really my thing yeah. of being public. But
I don't think that would ever happen to me. I have a hard time believing that something that fast would ever happen to me.
Never say never.
Whatever.
Never say never.
What is it, cupcake? When?
Oh, that was not fast.
That was too pretty
No, that
fast.
Was that was about a month and a half of real if
You had googly eyes after the first
I
date.
I did, but we were not really a thing for a good month and a half after our first date.
Oh.
Okay, well, I technically saw him a few months ago. I just didn't talk to him. Which is not uncommon for me anyways, because I ignore 90% of the people around me half the time anyway. So that was courting.
Nice.
I told I didn't tell him to fuck off in the first 5 minutes, so that's courting. I was flirting. That's my flirting.
Fuck off is your flirting. Yes.
Yes.
You've flirted with me a lot then.
Yes. Well, oh.
I have.
Wow.
But it's
that's
with
fine.
Affection.
Of
it's
course.
With affection. We're buddies.
Yeah.
We're
when
buddies,
she says
we
fuck off with a smile on her face,
that's when,
it's
you when know
she's
when
not
you know
smiling,
she
that's
it.
When you're in trouble.
No, but
know.
You haven't been in trouble with me.
I
No, we go and do fun things, and we go shopping and go mm-hmm. to Denny's in the middle of the night and tell each other our deepest, darkest
So you've been girlfriended.
I'm totally in the friend zone with Tinker. Total friend zone.
Do you know what? It's better than being in the other zone with me.
Oh, I know.
Right?
Oh, so I've seen. Oh, yeah. I know some of the people in that zone.
Yeah.
No.
It's not a good place to
shoes.
Be.
I just realized that. I'm in Kinker's friend zone.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hey, you know.
It's a small circle.
Of room. I'm here too. It's all good.
It's a small circle.
It is.
It's even smaller
privileged.
Circle than if
it's
you've
really,
been in the
really
JJ
just
zone.
An honor to be nominated.
You've touched my vagina.
I haven't touched your vagina.
I'm pretty sure you did.
I spanked you that night. I did not touch you.
Oh.
No. It was another night at the bar, and I was like, leaned over the bar and my booty was popped out and I was wearing like my garter stockings and a little teddy. I think you cupped
vaginas.
You cupped the vulva.
Okay. You still had clothing on.
Yes, but okay. You cupped the vulva. You touched my lips.
No. See, that's not on the bucket list. No.
You didn't penetrate it.
No, I didn't touch it because you still had clothing on.
Oh.
I didn't rub it. I might have cupped it.
You didn't rub it. You cupped it.
That was, yeah. That
my
that
vulva has
like
touched
kind of
your body.
No,
so you're in an
your
inner
clothing,
circle.
Your panties touched.
No, because I think it was riding in between, you know, when they're like really tight.
Okay, well, that's details.
Semantics.
Yeah, exactly.
So what you got going on this weekend? We already went through our stuff this weekend.
Oh, I don't know. It's kind
obviously of... obviously hanging out with a new man.
Yeah. I'm just getting over a real doozy of a flu. So
super.
There's a couple things going on. There's a thing at a bar, and then there's the club, mm-hmm. and not really my thing at the club, except for, you know me.
We were just talking about that. It's gangbang night.
Right. Yeah. So it's adding people to my no-fly list.
Yeah.
Right? Who am I never going to play with? So
yes, exactly.
But,
there
but
you
that's
go.
A long drive for me for the no-fly list, and I get updates whether I want them or not. I do.
Yes. Like I can, for me I can, today, watch out for this guy.
Well, not. I mean, you weren't the only one, thankfully. Yeah. But I'm in Canada, and when shit goes sideways, or even if it goes great, I hear about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I get texts and updates on Mondays and Tuesdays. Who did who, and who's with who, and who fought with who, and you know.
Who started dating who?
Right. I posted. I'm open.
I know. It's funny.
It just happened really fast. That's all.
That's cool.
But I asked the universe, and the universe, I think the playa had something to do with it, because
mm-hmm.
I'm so jelly of Miss Jenga right now. Mm-hmm. I'm so jelly.
Being on playa? Yeah.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. bugs are gone, but the dinosaurs are there now.
Yes. So awesome. Can
there
I
are,
get to see
more
pictures?
Actually, there are actually cows wandering around, apparently.
Cows.
There were bugs first, and then and
now
then,
there's just
and
random
then
cows.
There were cows. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be a wicked barbecue.
Right.
Last night. Hope somebody brings like barrels of barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome.
I have a feeling there's a lot of vegetarians at that event.
There's a few, but you'd be surprised.
Do you know what?
How...
It's there's so many of everybody there.
There's
you can't just say yeah.
There's,
they're all vegan hippies. 70, no.
Oh, I understand.
There's 70,000 people there, dude. It's pretty good. That's a pretty.
Is
good,
that the projected numbers this year? 70.
It was 70 plus last year, I think, and it's going to be like slightly larger this year.
Oh man,
so,
I'm just so jealous.
I know, right?
Wow. Mm.
Next year.
I know.
Next year on the playa.
One of these years, I'm going to make it to it.
Yeah.
It sounds like a fantastic experience.
It is a life-changing experience.
I don't like to release things, though. You know, when you talk about the Burning Man itself, you know, you
oh, yeah.
make an offering to release something out of your life. I don't
yeah.
know.
Well, the man itself,
like
you can do that
shit.
With the man, but it's the temple that's the big big focus, the spiritual focus there. And
you
there's lots
wanna,
of temples. And
you
in fact, Jenga,
shit?
Jenga is working on a temple or a, yeah, on a temple called the Temple of Meditation. It's an art installation. It's a big 24x24x24 block. That sits, and then it's got arches in it, and you can go inside. It's all black on the outside, and it's all white on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sit and meditate and everything. And then on, I think, Friday of next week, they're burning it.
Yeah.
So
I will never get
gone.
To see it. It'll be gone.
Yeah. Hmm. There'll be pictures.
I know.
And that's the beauty of it.
I
pictures,
be
and
there.
Then someone will Photoshop a dinosaur in. And
oh, man, I forgot again. I had this thing that I wanted to go to get to the playa somehow, and I was going to send it with you.
Oh, crap.
What
was it? Just a thing?
It was a bag and
oh,
and,
okay.
and a cup, and then it was, I had a bag, of, a little box of notes that I've written to myself of shit
oh.
that, yeah.
Okay,
of
so
shit
here,
that I needed to get rid of.
Here
just
is,
chuck it in there.
Here is my recommendation to
What's
you.
What's that? Playa mail?
Keep, no. Mm. Well, you could. Could I don't know how long it's going to take if you mailed it today, but
right.
what you could do is make here's Burning Man starting on Sunday
mm-hmm.
or Monday, yeah, whatever. Just concentrate on a goal of making that your offering at the temple next year.
Yeah,
put whatever you need into it this year, and just make that a focus on a meditation on
I'm going.
This will happen, and. Feel that feeling that you're ready for, that you want to have when all that gets released, and the playa will manifest, and you will be there, and it will be awesome, and you can put that in the temple yourself.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. I see myself there. I totally do. Yeah. And I thought it was gonna be this year. I really did.
Yeah.
And things went sideways.
Yeah.
But I got a man.
Hey.
Yeah, if things didn't go sideways, would you have met him? Right now, the last couple weeks would have been too busy getting ready for Burning Man.
It wouldn't have happened.
Exactly.
So things happen for a reason.
Yes, they do.
And there was also, I mean, I don't know if anybody's into astrology, but, you know, the moon. And, yeah. So it was time. I was getting messages to open my eyes to new beginnings. And I finally took my head out of my ass.
Perfect.
And I opened my eyes.
That is a great thing to do. Yes,
I did. So I opened my eyes just for like it would just quickly happen.
Mm. Yes.
So I guess the universe knows that I have the attention span of a goldfish and will quickly like move on to something else if it's not like a big billboard right in my face.
Exactly.
But yeah. I have a question for you guys, though, because I need it to be kept off guard.
Did you hear how she kind of asked that? I have a question for you.
Oh, my God. Here we
oh my
go.
God.
Like I've been thinking about this all week. Here we go.
I've been thinking about it for a while,
it
but
it came
now,
to me in a fever
like...
dream during my flu last week.
Well, yeah, kind of. But I've got to ask it off the cuff because then I think it's going to be more honest.
You're building it up too much. Let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Have I ever faked an orgasm?
To get out of a play scene.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Cap'n Jack.
Yes, I have. Freckles has Freckles has officially.
This, but I have.
More than once?
Twice.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ow.
Once was back in college. And
don't count. Was it a lifestyle thing?
No.
Then don't count. Lifestyle.
Okay. Why? What?
No, like a lifestyle thing.
Yes, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my second one.
Ooh.
The other one for me was also in college.
Yeah, so the other one, the lifestyle, I was playing with somebody and I had already came once.
Yeah.
And the second time can sometimes be elusive for me.
Right.
And we had been going at it for a long time. I was done.
So why don't you just say, you know what, I'm done?
I don't know, because I was being an idiot. I'd never done it before, and like,
I'm just going to, you're like fucking away, and like, I'm going to try this.
I was like, oh, that was just stupid.
Right?
Just take a break, step back. Yeah. Later on, you might want to go have some more fun. Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
It was wrong. I should have never done it.
So if you found out a partner faked it with you, or have you ever known that she faked it?
Yes.
Did you want to smack her?
No.
Really?
No. Never.
Because if a guy ever found out, and I swear to God, you fuckers, if anybody who's played with me and faked it, if I ever find out, I'm going to kick you in the junk and then the throat. Okay, so.
As you're bending over to pick up your junk.
Right. So I'm just like, wow.
It happened one time at the club.
Really?
And it was just, I just, that felt just weird. I felt like I was lying not to them, but to myself.
Right.
And sex shouldn't be like that.
No.
No. It doesn't matter. I mean, ultimately, the longer I'm in the lifestyle, the less the important, less the orgasm is ultimately that important.
Right.
There's sometimes I'll go to the club and I'll play a lot.
Yeah, you do.
I won't have a.
No.
Hey.
You're
hey,
just
I'm
jealous.
A Canadian.
You're just jealous.
No, I'm not. But like, I will soft play and flirt all night long. Yeah. And I have a hard time actually having an orgasm.
At the club.
Yeah. There's
we
one.
Should talk.
There's there's one chick, the long blonde haired girl. She can get me like super quick.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Big tattoo on the back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
switch.
Yeah.
That one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she gets me real quick.
Oh, she's fun.
She's fun, but yeah, the fact that she knows how to get me real quick and now it's become a game to her to try and improve like the 1.8 minutes that it took the last time.
Minutes?
Yeah.
1.8.
1.8. Mm.
That's impressive.
Well, and that's from like being standing up with clothes on. She's in the middle of play and then just getting swallowed into their puppy pile. And oh,
hey,
God,
where's King Camilla?
Oh,
she's
wait,
at
I
the
think
bottom.
I see her toe.
Oh, my God, they ate her.
They did. And her husband,
so
like, next thing, like, I'm just enjoying what she's doing to me. And then all of a sudden, like, my eyes open because I just finished coming. And all of a sudden, I'm like, that's her husband's junk. I'm like, okay, that's not going anywhere near me right now. I'm not in that zone. I'm in the booth.
I had that moment.
Zone.
I had that same moment.
Did you?
On the bye night 2 months ago, whatever.
Yeah.
I was being pegged for the first time.
Yeah.
And I'm laying back, enjoying this girl, what she's doing to me. It was amazing, fantastic. My eyes are closed. I look up. big old cock in front of my face.
Really?
Like, I don't even, I've never even seen this dude. I was like, I was totally thrown off. And like, I'm sorry, dude. I'm in a zone. Can't do anything about that.
Yeah. I was in the zone, and then he tried to make it funny, and he's like, I'm nuts over you. And like, literally, and his like scrotum is just like touching my forehead and his little
At least you knew the dude.
Like,
teabagged you, huh?
Yeah. Yep. I knew him. Yeah. Well, I had known him. And I know that I cannot accommodate his package.
No, he's sizable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he Very likes sizable. To just, you know, send it all the way home really quick. And it's like, I'm pretty shallow. I'm pretty shallow.
But wait.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like, you know, the cue ball, the cue chalk. Like, that's what
just
it feels
the head?
Like sometimes. Just the tip.
Just the tip?
Just the tip. Just yeah.
Just the tip, baby. Just the tip.
Sorry, that's gross. That's graphic. My vagina's not blue. It's pink. It's pink.
Well done.
And juicy.
Oh, don't ruin my Smurf fantasy.
Sorry.
Oh.
Didn't they have that some cure for a yeast infection or STDs? Was that purple something, and it turns your flower purple? And
did you just call it a flower?
Yes. She did. It's an orchid. It looks like a freaking orchid.
Flower.
Mine still does. I don't know about some of the other ones that I've seen.
Well, they do look like flowers, just real ugly ones.
Well, yeah, bulldog eating oatmeal.
Sometimes.
Sorry.
No, I've seen, there are ugly vaginas and there are ugly penises.
Yeah.
I know there's ugly
penises.
And
there's good-looking vaginas and good-looking penises. And there's pretty
pussies. Mm-hmm. Like, I have, like, my own taste. I like certain things about them and certain attributes. And I'm less picky about penis appearance.
Oh, okay.
I'm more picky about boobs and vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go, then.
Yeah. But they're all like, I like to get to know all of them.
I don't know if I have a preference on, or if I'm more picky on one or the other. I don't know.
Do you like hardwood floors over carpet?
Oh, yeah. You know, I like less hair.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
But.
Regardless of the gender.
But, okay. So if she's smoking hot, but has this natural bush, like 70s. Crotch fro.
Ooh.
Perfect
I'm
tits.
Ooh. I'm down.
Okay, so story yeah, time, no girl worries. In college.
That's where all my hair ties go. Fucker!
This tiny little country girl. I went country dance with her all the time, and then finally one night we kind of hooked up. It was just an oral thing. And I go down, and whoo, wow, that is a forest. Big old bush. Very clean girl.
Yeah.
Very clean girl. But it was a big old bush. I'm like, okay, here we go. Part the weeds. Let's get to the good part. And, well, she's the first girl. I spent a good half hour down there on that thing.
Wow.
And she's the first girl that I ever experienced squirted.
Ah.
Wow.
And that was that night. So I don't really have a bad reference on bush.
Yeah.
I prefer hardwoods, but if they got something down there, as long as it, you know, as long as it's clean.
Yeah, no, it's...
As long as it smells right.
Okay. No, I'm just, I can't smell anything right now, thank God, because I would so visualize that with my nose. To me, I mean, when I look at guys, if they have like a big old crotch fro, that's like a no-go. I'll probably point and laugh.
Crotch fro.
Like, yeah. And I mean, there's different ones. If there's like a full-on eagle's nest with a little bird poking out of it, then that's funny. I mean, if you trim it up and it doesn't look, then I can handle that. Yeah, but no, I've seen some, they put like Rogaine on it or something and made it like extra bushy, or they backcomb that shit.
Cube Rogaine.
No.
You know, speaking of, I need to go see Julie. I'm due.
Do you?
I'm due.
You're going to go?
Oh yeah.
Well, I want to watch.
I do it regularly.
Since you're dropping that
you weren't there.
It's time to announce our sponsor.
Our sponsor is Sugar Me Julie.
Sugar Me Julie.
She's
at sugarmejulie.com.
I should get my honey bunny. He likes, he's got muscles.
So I need to call her and get an appointment tomorrow.
Ooh.
You listening, you guys Julie? Are in town, right?
I am. Are there you going to let me watch?
You can watch.
I'm not holding
I've
your bat
you watched. I've let you watch me do all sorts of things.
I know.
Up in the crow's nest watching
I watch,
from above.
You know what? I've watched a lot of shit.
Yes.
You porn and porn tube and all those other channels ain't got nothing on the stuff that's in my hard drive up here.
Normal porn doesn't do it for me anymore.
I know.
Porn. I just
go
to the club. It's live right there, raw, real. It will ruin porn for you.
That sucks because I don't go to the club every weekend now.
There's a lot of good porn out there. So, yeah.
I'm happy to say that a lot of my friends are some kinky fuckers. Yeah, right. That makes me happy. Sometimes. But now I can't see that. So now when I'm at home and I need to like get some business taken care of, it takes forever.
Do you need me to make a video?
Let's do videos. I think we should do videos.
Should we?
Yeah.
There you go.
Make a video of our playtime.
I like watching guys come. That's my thing. Or hearing guys come. Yeah. So that's why I like.
What if I take a little video of me masturbating and coming all over?
Yes. Oh my God. So I had this guy. That I would never play
with him.
So
was that a yes, please do that? Or was that a yes,
yes,
I've got a story?
Yes, I like that.
Yes, okay. Both.
Or not.
Because I have a collection.
But not from you.
I know. I have a collection.
Okay.
I have a collection, but you got to say my name.
You know, send it to me and I'll send it to her. I'll send it to her.
I got to say your name.
Edit it. Yes.
So I'm thinking of you while I'm.
Yes.
Okay.
It's so fucking hot. This guy was vetting me for a couple months and I told him that, you know, you're not really my type. And he's like, well, you don't know what I'm like yet. And I'm like, well, maybe if you jerk off for me and record it, then that'll be cool. So he did it. And I'm like, yeah, that's okay. But you didn't really say my name. So then he did it again and he said my name. And I'm like, yeah, but that didn't really seem like real.
Like you meant it.
Right. I'm like, you're in your living room and I saw your cat. And I'm like,
oh my
God. In the bedroom. By the time I was done with him, I had like seven videos of him jerking off.
Wow.
And then it just became too funny. I'm
finally,
like, I'm sorry.
Just like, fuck off.
I don't respect you anymore. I could never sleep with you.
I'm
sorry.
I'm shooting dust, Kinkerbella. It's fucking dust right now. Come on. What do you want?
I've done audio of me coming before.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Never a video.
There you go.
See, I'd be so down to watch that. I'm not big on watching like some of the stuff that I've seen on social media lately of like some bareback rides and jizz all over the place. With people that are active in the lifestyle, that kind of creeps me out.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you know they're single.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, no fly list. Yeah, and who is that? I think I can identify that dick. No fly list.
Oh.
Playing raw, not cool.
There's a lot of that going around.
Right.
On our closed group, our private group on Facebook.
It concerns me.
Yes.
It concerns me a lot because.
I don't think they really know what people are thinking when they post stuff like that.
No. Perhaps, and it, so if it's out of ignorance.
Perhaps an aside to them.
Yeah, I've,
to say,
I've
hey,
given
look,
an aside to someone.
This is the message you're sending. Mm-hmm. It may be inadvertent, and, you know, we're not saying that.
Maybe that's what you're looking for. Maybe they want people to know, hey, look, we play Unsafe. So other people that
so
play Unsafe
about that,
will be like, oh, hey, yeah, let's go check them out.
Okay. Well,
maybe they have shares in, you know, whatever company sells like herpes and
chlamydia
and gonorrhea medication.
Just because people play bareback doesn't necessarily it doesn't equate that they're, you know,
no,
risk.
but
in a larger sphere, sure they are, and that's true. But the idea that you know, sometimes that's the kink, that's your thing.
Yeah,
there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then it's usually confined to people that share that kink.
One would hope, or one would think.
I happen to have it on good authority that this one doesn't, the two. I've seen a couple, so I can't say that. And, you know, I'm a little bit judgy, and I'll wear the judgy crown. Wherever the judgy crown is, I'll wear the judgy crown.
Tiara.
The judgy crown.
The fucking tiara.
Delivered to your ass with this.
Ooh, it's a black spade. Oh, my God. It'll sound good on my jeans. All
right, so here comes the judgy crown. Everybody ready?
Fucker.
Nice.
The judgy crown is worth it.
Yes, it is.
I'll talk shit for a smack on. And it's a black spade.
Dun, 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 dun,
I can be
dun,
the queen of spades again.
I would like to shout out thank yous to Miss Jenga for leaving her spade in
I
the
studio. I figured she'd
studio.
Take them.
I may be delivering these things to her.
I think she needs this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, she needs the whore paddle.
I don't think there's a shortage of paddles and whatnot.
I don't think we've done a podcast without that paddle laying on the table.
That's true. We have not.
It's always been here.
Yeah.
Well, it's not on the
including,
table now. It's
including
in my
the first
hand.
One. Ooh, hey.
Now it's on your nipples.
I'm doing. Do you know what? I'm doing a podcast, and my boobs haven't come out yet.
Mm-hmm. What?
I know.
I was actually surprised we weren't naked.
I mean,
when
last time
here,
they did.
Last time we were totally naked, but I think when I did the podcast with Mr. Big, I took them out.
Yes, you did.
Because I was fucking with you.
You were across the table.
Yes. And I took them out, and usually they get. Lock you in and hypnotize you
then
and get him to do
I get
funny
sex brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, don't let us stop you.
No.
No, I'm going to keep them on now. I'm just not.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Feel self-conscious.
I'm not self-conscious. Fuck that. Other than the fact that I've lost weight and like my bras aren't fitting.
You're looking great.
Oh, really?
You're looking
it's
great.
Not feeling good. My really clothes aren't fitting. I don't have a... My booty and my ass fell off.
Oh, shit.
Everything else stayed the same. I still have a gut.
No, you look slimmer. Like your waist is smaller.
You're actually fantasizing me being on my knees in front of you with my ass pressed. Yeah.
Right.
I saw that in your
that's
face.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah. I've seen him do
it too. Too fucking well, King Kurt. Get out of my head. Get out of my head.
It's such a fun place.
Yeah, I know. I let people in it way too easy.
Ah.
So, I am so down to watch you get waxed and or sugared.
Okay,
sorry,
well,
sugared.
I'll make an appointment tomorrow.
Are you going to get the whole suit done or just the
manzilla?
The crotchetal area?
No, all the way front to back. She does that.
Yeah.
I'd like my honey to get his chest sugared.
The bikini area.
Ain't going to happen. I just got the ain't going to happen.
You got the stink eye? Nope. Not happening.
Do you need something taken care of down there by Julie?
No, I'm chicken shit.
Does he need something taken care of by
no.
Julie? He was just saying no.
So you guys are just going to show up for moral support?
Yeah, if you need your bat wing held out, then I'll be there to support you because I hear if you like hold it taut, it doesn't hurt as much.
Well, the first time I did it was on the podcast, and there was five other people in the room.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
And you're going back for more?
Yeah, I
you
know.
Pain slut.
Well, because
I'm not a pain slut.
He loved it. He decided, hey, this is a good thing.
I like the end result. And it's
how
worth
long
a little bit of discomfort.
How long have you been letting it grow to get there?
It's now 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. No, can't do 3 days. I get like a little bit of stubble. Wind
you're
resistance.
You're on 3 days?
Yeah.
See, that's the beauty thing about the sugaring. It doesn't come back as stubble either.
No.
It comes back.
The first
you can't feel it.
Like the first time.
It's really, really thin.
Really?
Yeah. It comes back thin. Really,
it doesn't come back as stubble at all.
Really wispy.
Ooh.
Not like
and
when
it comes
shave.
Out easier every time.
Like when I shave the second day, there's a little bit of stubble down there. And it can be pokey to the little sensitive parts on a girl.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah,
even my own bits get like all sensitive, so that's why it's always shaved. I'm dedicated to my razor. It's my private time with myself. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Does it vibrate?
That's good time.
No,
to have.
It doesn't. No. I don't like vibration on my junk. I'm scared of it.
Interesting.
Those
Hitachi
scare the shit
really?
Out of me.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, last night, girl I played with the first time last night. She's never had a Hitachi.
Oh.
Yay.
So
it's
fun.
Well,
oh yeah, done. She's like, "Oh my god, what
we
is
all,
this?"
We were all so stunned
oh
by this revelation. Is there's someone out there?
It's
who
a
has
couple
not
I knew from New
Hitachi.
Horizons. I finally got a chance to play with them last night. There's five of us in my bedroom. It was kind of nice. I know.
Wow, uh-huh. I'm missing out.
Captain Jack lives in a porno.
Yeah.
We determined that a few episodes ago, but yeah, basically, he lives in a porno.
So I reach over the side of my bed and pull out the Hitachi, and she's like, "What's that?"
How could she be at the club and not know what that is?
They didn't play a whole lot. They kind of kept themselves. They rarely played with anybody.
Oh.
And, I mean, we've been talking to them for a year and a half. And recently, we've been talking on Facebook, and I saw them out last night at a club. Not a swingers club, but different bar.
Just at a bar, yeah.
Just at a bar. And I was with my date, and I was
serendipity.
With my roommate. And the two of them and the five of us equals good times.
Well, there
sweet.
You go.
Sweet.
And she got to experience her first Hitachi, and it was hard to pull it out of her hands.
Now, did you hand her the Hitachi and let her go
no,
at it?
No,
at
first.
Or did you
at first.
Demonstrate how to.
My roommate actually provided the instruction.
Well done.
Because she has two herself.
Do you have
who
the attachments?
I have the Gonzo nose.
Oh, really? See, that one kind of interested me, but. The person that introduced it to me, he kind of has a hard hand, and he saw me, and I was just about asleep, not quite. I actually was tickling your roommate to sleep that night, and he saw me in a prone position and thought, this is my prime opportunity.
So he sneak attacked a Gonzo?
I didn't let him get the Gonzo, but he had the Hitachi, and he just like grazed the outside of me, and I was just like, okay, tap out, fuck it, I'm done, that's too much for me, fuck off, nope.
You need somebody with experienced hands operating that on you.
Why do I need a Hitachi? If I had a guy with experienced hands, why would I need something that plugs in?
It's different.
I want the real thing.
Well, they're okay. Why have different
cocks?
It's because they wiggle differently.
Mm-hmm. And this buzzes differently.
Yeah. No, but I like the whole thing.
You take yourself an intense orgasm, mm-hmm. and then you throw the Hitachi on and multiply that orgasm by orders of magnitude.
Yeah.
Be
I like to watch.
Oh, that's fine.
Just like the
you
sitting.
Have, well, you've
seen
let
it, you've
Sweet
seen it
Pea.
Work, so, I mean, it's
I,
not like
I do. And
you
it's
let
just,
my
yeah.
roommate, Sweet Pea, have some time down there with you on that Hitachi, and you'll be
there
converted.
You go.
Sweet Pea intimidates me. I saw her with that strap on. I was like, damn.
She's only worn that one time, and that was a long. That was nowhere, and it wasn't in a.
No, I saw an image.
Oh, in your head. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She gets her little dong.
She doesn't like it. She doesn't like it wearing strap-ons.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She's like, that's too much work. You guys have to work hard. I don't want to do that much. I want to lay there and be pleased.
Right.
Nice.
I don't want to work at it.
I like cuddling with Sweet Pea and tickling her back and making her fall asleep.
Yeah,
I take her out of commission.
We cuddled a lot this morning. It's nice. I barged into her room and cuddled.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Boundaries much?
Not really.
Sweet.
Yeah, I was in my bathroom and turn around, and there she is standing naked in the laundry room.
Dun, 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 dun.
Ta-da.
Damn.
That happens. I walked into their house the other day.
Someone's room and cuddled?
No. I just walked into their house. So
I
just like opened the
door. Yeah, I woke
like,
up
I'm
with
here to recording, and
freckles on top of me.
And then she's like, hey, best time you ever had.
I just walked in here, and I'm like, hi, honey, I'm home. And I'm like, oh, door's closed. They're probably recording.
Damn. Yeah.
Sorry, there's traffic.
Mm. That's all good.
It's okay.
Well, and that's going to bring this one to a close. I got packing to do.
Fun.
I got a show to see tonight. You guys got your crazy town.
It was weird without... Oh, we need Jenga. It's weird
really?
Without Jenga.
Fuck you.
It's weird.
Fuck you. There wasn't enough sassy mouse for you today?
No, I need more.
I tried to
As
bring it.
As you said,
it.
I was
I
a
really
pain
did.
Sled, I guess. I really, more I really, sass. I really need it for some reason. Yeah. I don't know.
I took a spank. Tried to be bitchy.
Yeah.
Sassy. Sorry, Jenga. I know
I'm
going
to I'm going
back.
To be recording on Playa.
Oh.
I'm going to do interviews and or something. I'm going to get
nice.
Some stuff. And then I'm going to put that together for the next episode and put that up next Monday after basically Labor Day. Mm-hmm. So when I get back, then I'll cut that all together. So
nice.
Then we will return. That'll be episode 43.
Wow. We're getting up there.
And then, mm-hmm. you know, episode 44, we will have the whole team back together.
Yeah.
And we will have a review of
all things
Burning Man and Club and.
And I'll just sit here jealous that you guys are at Burning
and
Man.
Hey, you know what? Anytime you got. As soon as you start hearing about the
wasn't
tickets.
In the cards.
No, not this year. Mm-mm. But, you know, what are you going
to
do?
No, you have to be all over it. I was all over it, too. I gave it an
You were gung ho. Like,
I was hardcore.
I am Burning Man bound bitches.
Dude, I have my trailer.
Yeah. Exactly.
I was like 75% of the way there.
Focus up.
I know.
Set that intention.
Focus, ask, and apply will provide.
Mm-hmm. Apply provides.
Yes.
So, hey. If you'd like
bitches.
To get in touch with us, theofacepodcast@gmail.com, @theofacepodcast and @MissJenga on Twitter. Captain Jack, you're still not on Twitter.
I'm not.
Okay.
You're not on the Twitter.
So we got Jack O'Face.
I don't tweet.
We got O'Face Jack and Freckles O'Face on the Facebooks.
Facebook.
Kinkerbella.
Oh, and Kinkerbella. Yes.
Can I say hi to me?
Thank you very much
for
filling in with our and being our guest Jenga.
We've got to revoke the all call about you looking for...
Yeah, no, I'm not dating. I'm not open to the...
Nope.
Okay,
that
so
was quickie.
We didn't get any emails. I'm sorry.
Good, because I was worried about the kinky shit.
All right, kids.
All right,
so
peace out.
We gave... Well, I'm about to go and give 110% like for an entire fucking week.
Yeah.
Yeah, every fucking day. Because I got to pack it all in and pack it all out.
How many condoms are you bringing?
I have 50.
Same as...
Yes.
Wife.
Yes.
So it'll be competition. Who brings back
less?
Yeah, but she's been there longer.
She's been.
Oh,
well,
doesn't matter.
Well, hey, that's how we handicap this.
Yeah.
Wow, you're a machine. High five! Right on.
Exactly.
The challenge. Well, hey, I think that's another podcast. Kinkers King.
Yeah.
That looked easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that.